James Karkulis didn't miss a single stage of this year's inaugural XRD tour, but the CEO of XRD Development Group did keep a low profile, not once talking publicly about his support for the race.
You know, this wasn't called the Women's Challenge, and it wasn't called the Tour of Boise or of Treasure Valley. It was called the XRG Tour.
He says he let the name of the tour do the talking for him. It turns out that Karkulis has a thing for cycling. He talks about racing road bikes back in the 70s as he sits in his penthouse office in Boise's historic Hoff Building. He sees cyclists among the most elite of all athletes because the sport requires speed, endurance, and a lot of power.
I've always found it fascinating that probably the best use of potential energy or potential human energy is a bicycle.
So it's no surprise that Karkulis is interested in investing in cycling as a way to market his renewable energy company. XRG Development Group, which has nearly a dozen wind projects in Idaho, backs the team that Olympic gold medalist Kristen Armstrong races on. It also supports a men's pro team called Team XRG. Its tagline, Ride the Wind. And Karkulis says he's committed to bringing an improved XRG tour back to Boise next year.
We would like to incorporate one more stage. We would like to make at least one stage longer, a little bit more distance, a little bit more time out on the course.
Karkulis says he's proud of what race organizers accomplished in just 6 months. 16 of the world's top professional women's cycling teams competed for $100,000. That's thought to be the largest cash prize ever for such a race. Karkulis also invested in an app that let fans closely follow each tour stage. It was the first time the technology was used for a women's race. All of this work to show the power of women's pro cycling appears to have paid off.
I'm excited to race it next year, so hopefully it's still here.
That's Evelyn Stevens. She won the five-day stage race. Teammate Clara Hughes says she had high expectations for the XRD Tour. She remembers competing in the Women's Challenge, another stage race that lasted for 19 years in Idaho before it lost its funding. Hugh says this new race didn't disappoint.
It's a platform for this race to grow from and for women's cycling to grow from. And I think that Idaho and XRG can show the world how to celebrate female athletes at their best. And I just can't say enough.
But it takes serious cash to pull together a top-level cycling event. The Tour de France, for example, costs millions of dollars every year. Karkulis won't say how much he spent on the XRG Tour.
Let's just say it costs a lot of money.
He says that money, whatever the figure, is the answer to helping grow and elevate women's cycling.
The investment needs to be made if we're going to have female venues. And I think that we're very short of female venues in the United States.
The inaugural XRD Tour drew a lot of excitement among the racers. Many of the women said afterward they were amazed at how many people came to cheer them on. They also were impressed with how professional the race felt. As for Karkulis, he has big plans for the tour.
There can be a fourth major in the United States and actually in North America, and we intend to make the XRG Tour that fourth major.
He hopes to use his renewable energy company to continue raising the bar for women's pro racing, and men's too. He already sponsors major cycling races in Utah and California, along with Boise's Twilight Criterium in July. As key as he's been to helping revive professional cycling in Idaho, Karkulis looks to enlist the help of others. He plans to announce some new affiliations for the XRG Tour in the coming weeks. For KBSX News, I'm Sadie Babbitts.